A Wilmington enclave of about 100 row homes has become a micro-incubator site for an endangered species. WHYY's Chris Barish reports on a project that is also fulfilling its true aim of uniting the neighbors of Midtown Brandywine.
Jason Hoover and Irene Vogel, 40 years apart in age and strangers until this summer, stand over a white mesh cage on her porch. Jason reaches in and lets a newly emergent monarch butterfly, its orange and black wings fluttering, rest on his finger. I ask Irene when the creature will be ready to fly.
They start really getting frantic in there and flapping around. You can really tell. He's just opening his wings and getting them a little bit accustomed to moving back and forth.
Vogel, a linguistics professor who for decades has focused on endangered species, is now a devotee of the endangered monarch.
It's been wonderful. It's made my summer, really. I have enjoyed every aspect of it. I have met some people that I didn't even know, and I have really enjoyed sharing things with people that I wouldn't have anything in common with. So we have the butterflies in common, and we help each other out. We celebrate each other's butterflies being released.
A few years ago, Hoover became captivated with monarchs and their month-long evolution from egg to caterpillar to chrysalis and finally the stunning orange and black butterfly. When the web developer moved this year to the tree-lined neighborhood between downtown and Brandywine Creek, he thought raising them could help neighbors get to know each other better. The project began in June, with Hoover providing eggs and seed packets of milkweed, the only plant the caterpillars eat. Interest has grown steadily, and now members wear group t-shirts and have happy hours where they release monarchs they have raised.
This is not an effort to save the monarchs. The work that we're doing is helping to bolster their population a little bit, but that's not the purpose of it, and that can only go so far. Really, this is sort of a monarch saving us situation. They're creating a reason for us to build community around. There's a group of about 20 neighbors that all know each other now who didn't know each other before. We share our love and our curiosity of these incredible little creatures, and it's just built this really cool dynamic that didn't exist before.
Hoover leads me on a walk around Midtown Brandywine, and we ascend the steep steps to Jessica Reed's enclosed porch. She has four cages, including one with a half dozen chrysalises in various stages of development. They begin as lime green with a gold trim, but the outer membrane gradually becomes transparent. Just before the butterfly emerges, its orange and black colors are clearly visible. Reed admits being lukewarm to the monarch movement at first.
I thought it was a fine idea. I was like, cool, do that. But then I started raising the monarchs. I raised four. It went so well that now I'm raising 20 more.
Fear of missing out also fueled her interest. She admits becoming mildly jealous when seeing neighbors' social media posts of caterpillars, chrysalises, and butterflies. Now she's hooked.
It just shows you how the environment is interrelated and that the plants that don't seem to have a purpose, like no one grows milkweed for food and no one grows milkweed really in their gardens. It's not the most beautiful plant, but it helps you understand that a native plant has a purpose and that everything fits into that puzzle.
Ward Johnson of the Minneapolis-based Save Our Monarchs Foundation applauds the group for raising the monarchs, but more for growing milkweed so the species can survive.
I like what they're doing. I like every organization gets together and develops local programs to help the monarchs. We are looking for people to evangelize what we are doing. We want these evangelists to go out and try to solicit schools, solicit colleges, solicit Boy Scout groups, solicit religious communities, and try to convince them to grow milkweed seeds.
The monarch monitors also have a garden where milkweed is thriving. And in 3 months, about 150 monarchs have been released or are incubating, all while neighbors are forming precious new bonds. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.